Radio's The Hub with Louise Clark.
Joining me on the line is Melanie May, our travel journalist. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
Always great to be chatting with you.
Absolutely. Now, I think this is the time of year where we start getting itchy feet and we're like, okay, let's go on a bit of a holiday. Where can we go? What can we do? I suppose there's a bank holiday coming up in February, so it might be nice to lock in something. Are there any destinations, even if it's around Europe, that maybe people might be able to check out?
Yeah, and I have a couple of tips actually beforehand before you go and book. Say if you only have a couple of days, you have a weekend. If you go on to whatever local airport that you're flying from and go to the live departures, you can have a look at the earliest departing flight. So if you want to make the most of your time, check the earliest departing flight and just, you know, if you're not too bothered about the destination that you're going to go to. Mm-hmm. So example, if you go on to Dublin Airport, you go to their departing flight, there's one flight to Lisbon at like 4:30 in the morning. You might think that's super early, but if you want to make the most of your 2 days,
yeah,
that's a really good way, you know, of finding it. Again, there's other flights there at like 5 a.m. to Frankfurt, Brussels, Malaga, Amsterdam. So just, you know, if you're not too bothered about where you're going and you want to make the most of your time, have a look that way. Again, if you're coming back on, say, let's say the Sunday, and you want to come back early, go to the arrivals page on the airport and have a look at the ones that arrive in at the time that you need to get back at, or have a look at like the latest one if you want to make the absolute most, because some of the flights come in at like 11 p.m. on the Sunday night from European destinations. So that's just a little bit tip if you want to make the most of your time while away.
That's a great idea. You could be working from home as well on the Monday and you're like, oh, it's okay as long as I roll out of bed and I sit in front of the computer. Not that anybody would do that, mind you. But like, you know, if you were trying to make the best of it, you know, you don't mind having a bit of a sleepy face if you're working from home.
Exactly. And if you book your flights or at least look at the flights through skyscanner.com, you can organise the destinations by departure time as well. So that's another great way if you really want to just organise that. So some of the best places that I could recommend visiting this month, next month, would be, my top one would be Athens.
Oh, lovely.
I love Athens. It's such a cool city. There's like several hours of sunshine a day in February, mild temperatures compared to Ireland. It's a fantastic time to visit. It's really accessible as well with direct flights. And as February is low season, should be able to get a good deal on flights and hotels. Again, with fewer tourists there, you won't have loads of crowds, so you easily get a perfect photograph of like the Acropolis. Because when I was there in May, it was so hot that I literally probably only spent about 20 minutes and I was like, I have to get down off this hill. So Athens is a really top one. I just thought it was a brilliant city for food as well, people watching, everything like that. One of the nearest places to Ireland for a bit of, like, if you want a little bit of sunshine, is Barcelona. It's super popular with Irish people. It's around 14 degrees and 7 hours of sunshine a day. Again, it's so popular, loads of people know about it already, but I don't know if loads of people know that Barcelona actually has some really cool beaches there as well. Not that you're going to be lying in them in February, but, you know, you can go for a stroll on the beach. I think a lot of people think of Barcelona as just like the food and the city, and they don't really think of the beach stuff. But there's some lovely, nice beaches there. Again, really low season, so you're going to get hopefully some flights as well. Another place that I'd be looking at would be Valletta in Malta.
Loads of people talk about this.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. So many films have been there because it actually looks like loads of other places. It looks like ancient Rome. You know, there's just some incredible looking buildings. Again, there's 8 hours of sunshine a day, and that's way more than other places in Northern and Central Europe at this time. It's a great place to visit in February. There's loads of things to do, especially because Carnival is taking place as well.
Okay.
So thousands of people gather in the streets to watch parades, colourful floats, partygoers dress up in bright costumes, like the cool masks and everything like that. And then speaking of Carnival, one of the best carnivals that's coming up is the Venice Carnival. Now, if you have money, this is a great one to go to. So It runs until the 13th of February. So if you're looking for something for Valentine's Day, this would be absolutely perfect.
Lovely.
And if you go onto the Venice Carnival website, there's loads of balls, like masked balls that you can go to. Now, they are pricey, but if you are looking for something incredibly bucket list and looks yeah. and, you know, just a real splurge out, have a look at Venice Carnival. In, like I said, in February, it starts at the end of January. There's loads of other places that I would highly recommend as well, but they're a little bit colder. Mm-hmm. So if you don't really worry about that, if you have no, we're talking about Europe, but I will mention London.
Yeah,
because
one of my favourites.
It's a brilliant city, but January and February is low season. Mm-hmm. It is the cheapest time to go. And you might be like, oh yeah, but it's so miserable and great, but there's loads of indoor stuff to do at London. Like, the streets are fabulous for walking around, but London has some incredible museums, loads of indoor attractions, exhibits. So
I'm a big fan of the there's a couple of crazy golf courses that you'd never see anything like it in Ireland. I think Swingers is one of them. I think Birdies is another one. Two of them that I've checked out, and I mean, they've got like food places that you can, if you watch any of the reality TV shows that are set around London, they always go to these kind of it's like indoor crazy golf, and you know, you grab a couple of your friends, you go, and you know, it's just, it's a really, really great night out. If you're thinking about going to London and you're like, oh, I don't really want to go on a pub crawl or that type of thing, this is a great thing to do, because it's just a lot of fun, and I've never seen anything like it before in Ireland. It's definitely top of my list.
Absolutely fantastic. And if you go this time of year, you're probably not queuing, and you've got like
exactly.
a lot of space and everything. So that's what I love about traveling this time of year. So if you just, you know, wrap up warm, that's all I can say. If you are looking for another, like, Hamburg is a great city to visit, Hamburg in Germany. A weekend is long enough to explore the main areas of what is Germany's second city. It's a beautiful port city, loads of waterways and parks, and there's such a thriving art scene. They even have like an art mile where there's just, you know, so many galleries and everything that you can visit. And the shopping is second to none, especially if you're into vintage clothes, and also actually if you're into high-end stuff, because it's one of the top destinations in Europe to shop.
Oh, brilliant. I wonder if, you know, obviously people have been talking recently about flight prices being more expensive and holidaying in general being more expensive. What would be your top tip if you, you know, if you want to go somewhere, you've booked your flight, maybe you've booked your accommodation, but you want to make sure that you don't spend a whole pile of money while you're there?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess you just put into into Google free things to do in whatever city
yeah.
that you're going to. Also, look up museum nights. So loads of places in Europe have museum nights where once a month the museums would all be free. And like, that's a great way to get into the high-end places that would have high admission prices. Walk everywhere. Look into buying, you know, like a metro card if you're going somewhere. You know, sometimes they have a better price if you buy a weekly card, even if you're only going for a weekend.
Yeah.
Plan the news and that. Again, just look for free things to do. But I would always like say, save money on your accommodation
yeah.
and spend your money on the activities. But you're right, absolutely everything is getting really expensive at the minute. But just tonight, Ryanair have a flash sale going on until midnight tonight, so you might get a good weekend break in there. Aer Lingus are doing some good European seat sales, and Icelandic Air also have a great sale on. You can get a return to Reykjavik for around €160, and those flights are actually quite good if you look at the timings on them for a weekend break away as well. So hopefully somebody will find a bargain out there. They're
Definitely.
Pretty hard to find at the minute, but maybe save on the accommodation and splurge on some of the activities. Otherwise, Google the free activities and sign up to newsletters from tourism boards, and they might have coupons and special value offers into museums if you can't get a discount.
Brilliant. And you never know, I think all of these airlines are thinking, oh, hang on a minute, it's we're not too far away from Valentine's. If people are thinking about what to book for February, maybe they could bag themselves a bargain. Melanie, of course, you have travelled the world. I've been talking to you on the show, I'd say, for the last 2 or 3 years, if not longer, and you share with us all of of your adventures. But if anybody wants to catch up and they want to find out what you've been getting up to or read some of your articles or check out your social media, where is the best place to go?
Well, you can find me on my blog, which is melaniemay.com, or else I'm posting my stories about Cuba at the minute over on Instagram, and that is _MayMelanie.
Oh, super stuff. Melanie, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and we'll be looking forward to hearing about your next adventure.
Chat again soon. Bye.
Thanks a million. Still to come, I've got Bradley Marshall on the way for you. Calvin Harris is on the way too. And Jack Harlow up next on iRadio's
The Hub with Louise Clark.